Hi, good morning. I just want to read the snippet. I'm going to send this assignment out a little bit later today when I'm in front of the correct computer. But Benjamin, I thought, put situational awareness just really well in his assignment. And one thing he says, obviously he's got some military experience. He says, when I was in the military operating overseas, SA or situational awareness is critical to your life and all the members working with you. And, you know, it's easy for us to say amen to that, but then it doesn't change. It changes, but it doesn't change. Because then he puts, in our businesses, it's much the same, minus the bullets, mortars, grenades, and helicopters. If we let our guard down and we no longer have focus on our surroundings, we open ourselves up to the enemy, Satan. For me, my situational awareness comes partially from does come from reading God's word, but the focus and intentionality for the day comes when I talk to my Creator. Prayer every morning for me ends up becoming prayer throughout the day, and I have to just say amen to that, because if I spend the time first thing, and when I don't spend the time first thing, I don't spend the time. So for me, that's just the way it has to be. Maybe I know some people can do it different times in a day, but for me, I have to spend the time first thing in the morning, and it makes the difference for my day. If I get up running and gunning and already about my business, it's not to think the day doesn't go okay. It's not like new problems pop up that wouldn't have popped up if I had a prayed. I'm just more prepared for the things that come at me throughout the day. And it just makes such a huge difference. And part of that, there's two scriptures that stuck out to me on situational awareness I wanted to share. One is 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I think I sent this one out to a couple people in their assignments, because this is our situation as believers. Sometimes we want to separate somehow our business and our work and our situational awareness from who we are, and who we are is part of our situation. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, he says, new has come. That's our situation. New. Everything new. We are new creations in Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 19, it says, I think it's 1 Corinthians 6:19. He says in there, Paul talks about how our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, therefore glorify God in everything that we do. And how are we going to do that? That's our situation. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. That's situational awareness. Now, how do I act? How do I react? How do I do? Well, I got to start my day correctly. That's just it, I have to start my day correctly. And as we go into chapter 43, I think it's very apropos. Relinquishing responsibility, delegation. And we're well acquainted with this chapter. If you've been through a bankruptcy or anything like that, you're well aware of the difference between relinquishing responsibility, delegation, and what it means to that I am responsible for everything. So I have to be aware of everything. Anyway, let's pray as we go out and enjoy this time together and go out about the rest of our day in just a minute. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. And thank you for time to be together. Those who are with us today, and we pray for those who are not with us today, Lord, that we would just always be those who are allowing for those course corrections in our lives, allowing you to lead us, guide us, to be aware, to always be seeking to be conformed to your will, Lord, not just running rampant and trying to force you into our will, but Lord, letting our lives be forced into what you have for us, and to live a life that gives you the glory and the honor. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you, and we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just a couple quick notes on that. I've been in a situation where I have given authority to somebody who couldn't handle it. They shouldn't have had the authority. So what do you do when that happens? You got to make a quick correction. You have to relieve them of the duty you thought they could handle. But that's only going to happen because you're paying attention. because you got to pay attention. And then the thing with, I was just thinking about, is at the end there, is with when I delegate, what am I delegating? You know, like I say, am I giving away my authority? You know, you talk about, you know, have you ever been on vacation? When you're on vacation, quote unquote on vacation, were you, did you write a proposal while you're away? Did you talk to your whatever your company is? Were you talking to your personnel daily, checking in, seeing what's going on? Were you taking your customers' calls? Were you responding to emails, or do you have one of those email messages that goes out and says, "Oh, sorry, I'm on vacation for 10 days. I'll be responding to emails, you know, on April 1st." When I get one of those, I have to say, I am irritated. But then I go, well, I'm dealing with a level two. The level two is on his vacation, and that's what he gets to do. But I'm not a level two. I am a CEO, so I don't get to do that. So when I'm dealing with a level two, I understand it. When I'm dealing with a CEO, it's hard to take. Just my opinion. So I'll give you my opinion there. So, you know, respond to your emails. Your customer doesn't have to know where you're answering your phone call from. You know, they don't need to know, but you need to respond. You need to take it. And then when there's a, and then you need to take an action. There's an action that needs to be taken. So now, oh no, there is an issue on this project. I need to take action. And now I need to call my personnel and I need to get everything in order. And when they know that, then they know that, no, though John isn't here on the job today, he is involved. He knows what's going on, and he's paying attention. And then the employees pay attention. Everybody's paying attention and doing what they're supposed to do during that day. And that is it, what it means. When we took on the title, President and CEO, there's a whole lot of fun that comes. And then the other thing Patrick said about pressure and stress. I do thrive on the pressure. I'm involved in a really intense negotiation right now, and I thrive on that, and I don't mind it. And I can put the I don't mind the pressure coming from the customer to respond to issues and things on the negotiation and working through different mini issues, and it's a crazy project. So I can I enjoy that. And I always find myself, I have to take a step back many times and not let the pressure that I'm thriving on become stress to my employees. Because employees, they're not made that way. My level twos, they're not made that way. I am. So I have to always check myself and make sure I'm not allowing my pressure become their stress. Just a quick word there, because that Jesus didn't do that. He didn't allow the pressure that he could endure and really thrive in his world become stress on his guys. So anyway, let's pray as we get into our day. Father, we do thank you for this morning, and we thank you for this lesson. It is a lesson as business owner and CEO that we need to take to heart and really pay attention. Our companies, their gifts. And we need to, every day, I get to go to work. And we do thrive on that. We don't mind the pressure. We don't mind the things that come at us. And sometimes we don't mind the rapid fire that we have to deal with things. Sometimes it can get to us a little bit, but other times we're just going, we're just moving. And may we be those men and women that truly are wise as serpents, always knowing, being aware, paying attention, harmless as doves. Always full of the love and grace of God that can flow through us through the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for this morning. We commit this day into your hands, and we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.